I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The International Rescue Committee just came out with their emergency watch list for countries with a deteriorating humanitarian crisis. Sudan topped the list with an ongoing conflict that has devastated the country. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide tells us.
I was talking to some Sudanese leaders last week, and one of the comments just in one of the middle of the meetings was, hey, we got news that 500 people in a village died yesterday, killed in the middle of the war. And you think of that, of the impact that that has. I don't care the size of the village. I mean, just even by the name village, you think, okay, that's decimation.
Amid the chaos, Sudanese Christians are steadfast in their faith. Pray for these believers to find opportunities to share Jesus. And Colombia is a largely Christian nation, but only 10% evangelical. For this small church, tools like scripture booklets are helpful for teaching, training, and sharing the gospel. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says, in the last few months, they've sent over 2.5 million booklets to a group of 300 pastors in Colombia to distribute.
They had one pastor who's from a small ethnic tribe. The population was somewhere in the 25,000, something like that. But this pastor sent a message. He's holding the booklets in his hand, and he's thanking us for them. He speaks Spanish, of course, but he also speaks the language of his people. And so he can take the message to them through these booklets and preach to them.
And they're getting requests for more. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.